Christmas is a very special time of year because of the different sorts of foods you find at Christmas and that we just don't eat the rest of the year. When I was a little girl, my mum always bought boxes of oranges and lemons. They were actually jelly sweets in the shape of segments of oranges and lemons. And we only ever had them at Christmas, and I don't really know why, but we always had these orange and lemon segments at Christmas time. Similarly, my mum would always have little bowls of walnuts on the table at Christmas time. And my grandmother always bought us a big jar of toffees for Christmas. And this huge jar of toffees would sit underneath the Christmas tree, and we would just gradually eat our way through the big jar of toffees, which was always a big Christmas treat. Of course, at Christmas time, there's Christmas dinner with the turkey and roast potatoes, Brussels sprouts, carrots, peas, and stuffing in the turkey. And then it was followed by Christmas pudding and mince pies with custard. But for Christmas dinner, my mum always burnt the sausages and bacon. So it's a tradition in our family to have sausages and bacon rolled up together, and my mum always used to burn the sausages and bacon. But I think my favourite part of Christmas dinner wasn't actually on Christmas Day itself, but it was on Boxing Day, December the 26th, because that's when we would eat cold turkey, and we used to have it in sandwiches. And Mum would take all the vegetables that were left over from the day before and cook them in a frying pan. And she called that bubble and squeak. So Boxing Day lunch was always cold turkey with bubble and squeak. And I think I actually preferred that to Christmas dinner itself.